Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Welcome again to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you. And however you're listening to me right now, AM, FM, Satellite, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes. Just want to say thank you for making us the most listened to daily professional wrestling and mixed martial arts program in the world. And I'm once again riding solo today as Alvarez El Patron is still out there getting tan on the beach there with his lovely wife and daughter and Lance Storm. Lance is probably the one babysitting right now with the child as Brian and Whitney are out gallivanting about up and down the beach. I don't blame them. New parents, you need that kind of time. And who better to leave your kids with than the very serious and very trustworthy Lance Storm. So kudos to them, but got to get back on track here with this show today. 1-800-878-PLAY is going to be the number, 1-800-878-7529. There's nothing that grinded my gears like the length of Sunday night show, so I will be ranting less and opening up the phone lines more for you. So if you didn't get your chance to get in yesterday, and I know a couple people didn't, you absolutely get your shot today to give a call. Do have a lot of thoughts on Monday. Got a lot of thoughts still from over the weekend. We barely scratched the surface last night, but they're not giving us too much of a chance to go too retro, because yesterday was certainly a full day. Monday was an absolutely full day in WWE, and I know most of the conversation is going to be dominated, and deservedly so, on that stuff. Brock Lesnar and his situation with Chris Jericho, the news of which sent me back into like 1997, 1998 times with the internet, where you hear a story and you rush to it and you don't know if it's true or not and you can't believe it, but it's true. And that was the story of Brock Lesnar and Chris Jericho, which I will tell everybody about when we get back from break. We got Sasha Banks that's out. We got Finn Balor is out. Changes of foot on Raw already. You get into all of that stuff with you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. At SemperVivi on Twitter. This is Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Radio Network.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting GEICO.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. I'm Mike Sempervive in the big boy chair with you. Brian Alvarez away on vacation for the next couple of days. We'll be back on Thursday. Perfect timing, too, because Dave Meltzer is going to be on. And Dave Meltzer, you would know him as the godfather of the Wrestling Observer newsletter and this show. And if you would have went to his website, WrestlingObserver.com, or to Brian's website, F4WOnline.com, you would know both of those websites take you to the same place. But at that place, you would have seen the news that Chris Jericho and Brock Lesnar, after Sunday Night SummerSlam, got into a thing. A thing happened between Brock Lesnar and Chris Jericho, and it all had to do with the controversy over whether Brock Lesnar did what he was supposed to do in his match with Randy Orton. And everything, did it all go according to plan or not? Which a lot of people were asking about on Sunday night. They were asking about it on Monday. They may even still be asking about it today if they're a casual enough fan, but you people already in the know that Brock Lesnar was supposed to throw those swiping elbows at Randy Orton. And even though Randy Orton may have not have, should have been knocked as loopy as he was knocked loopy. And that's the way those things go. But everybody knew about it. Thing was, the locker room didn't know that on Sunday night. And after it had happened, after the show had went to black, and after everybody was starting to make their way to the back, Chris Jericho apparently stomped into gorilla position and asked very openly to everybody, I guess specifically, in fact, to Agent Michael Hayes, Michael P.S. Hayes, what happened? Was that supposed to happen? What was the finish of the match? Everybody clammed up. Michael Hayes specifically. I notice I'm saying him because that's the name that was reported. Just kind of clammed up. Didn't say anything. That made Chris Jericho angry. Because many times in wrestling, as in life, somebody knows something and you see him clam up and they may make a face. That doesn't usually set the person's mind at ease. Didn't send Chris Jericho at ease. Screamed out that this was BS. Now, was it BS that he didn't get the answer? Was it BS that he thought something went down that shouldn't have went down? Did he just think everything was BS? Was there a bull in the corner whose dookie he stepped in? I don't know. But what I do know is Brock Lesnar was walking back through the curtain and heard Chris Jericho yell BS. So Lesnar, being Brock Lesnar, and you're fired up after a match like that. A lot of people don't realize, like, physically what guys go through in athletics, especially even in wrestling, being one of those things, and what these guys look like when they walk back through the curtain. I don't know if you saw, like, the mania behind WrestleMania that aired it's been more than a few years now. In fact, it was after the Kurt Angle-Brock Lesnar match where they both needed to go to the hospital. You have no idea the adrenaline dump that takes place and everything that happens with these guys, unless you've been through it in some sort of way. But Brock Lesnar's back, coming to the back. He's all fired up. He hears Chris Jericho say this is BS. Brock Lesnar goes Brock. And they start jawing back and forth. And I guess Brock really was the one pushing the buttons on this, saying a whole lot of things that one would say in a locker room, especially back in the day that you're not supposed to say anymore, apparently. And they were going at it. Then it kind of subsided. Then they went back at it again. And I don't know if anybody knows anything about Chris Jericho as far as how he is with his hands, and not even how he is with his hands, really how he is with his confidence. This is a son of a former National Hockey League player. And I don't know if you know anything about hockey players. They're not completely crazy. There's a lot of crazy ones out there who have no fear and no problem with intimidation because they're used to bucking up against bigger guys. Chris Jericho's got no problem doing that. Legendary story with him and Goldberg, where Goldberg went after him and Jericho took him right down in a front face lock and held him there. Chris has got no problem bucking up to Vince McMahon. It actually works out great for their relationship. A lot of guys can buck up to Vince. That's how strong Jericho is and his and what he believes in and how that comes across to people. He's a serious dude. You're a wacky Chris Jericho. Dude can be very, very serious. And got serious on Brock Lesnar. Apparently, it got physical where they jostled back and forth. Now, I don't know what happened with that. Doesn't sound like too much really did happen with that. But it did take Vince McMahon coming in and telling Chris, it's a work. Before Jericho actually either calmed down or whatever it was. And Vince was not happy with Jericho, obviously, because, you know, he's getting all upset about this and starting up something that, you know, even though it's a work, but hey, give Jericho credit for standing up for the locker room, for standing up for Orton, for standing up to Lesnar, because they didn't know what was going on, the guys in the back. It's not like they worked these guys either. It's not like they actively tried to work an angle in front of him or anything like that. It was, you know, one of those don't ask, don't tell. You know, it's Brock Lesnar. And not only that, it's a main event type of situation where I don't think the finish to any main event should probably be, you know, dribbled out there to too many people. Keep it as tight-lipped as you can. Keep it as business-like as you can. I don't blame these guys at all. But I think one thing that needs to change is somebody needs to give somebody the Iggy or the high sign in the back when a situation like this happens, where maybe it's the code should just be, why don't you ask Vince? Or something like that, just to indicate and put everybody's mind at ease that a man like Brock Lesnar, who there's a lot of guys in that locker room that I would assume, I don't know if they don't like is the word, but probably bristle at for one reason or another, to give those guys the confidence that Brock Lesnar didn't go out on his own, and a guy that is fully capable of hurting the entire locker room if he felt like it. And there's a lot of, you know, guys in there who could do some damage, but Brock doesn't care about this business. He cares about the money. He may care about the guys, but again, he cares about the money, cares about himself more than anything, and can't really blame him for that. I'm not going to bag on him for that or anything like that. But if I'm on the other side of that, I got to think, okay, how is that going to play to me? So maybe something like that needs to be done. So just so these guys have an idea of what's going on. But that was one of those stories yesterday that took place that it honestly took me back into like infancy internet times for some reason. I'm doing this show. I hear there's going to be, you know, news and things like that. And, you know, if we get off the air, kind of hear more and more of what's going on, obviously with Finn Balor, which we're going to get into, and having to relinquish the title because of the buckle bomb up against the barricade yesterday from Seth Rollins. Second guy hurt by that. Third guy, I believe, in total, who got something bashed in when facing Mr. CrossFit. So I'm sure we're going to get into that. But that Brock Lesnar, Chris Jericho story was just one of, it was something, because it was like, is this really true? Did this really happen? Because I looked at that as like, that was exactly what the finish was supposed to be. And as most of you already know, if you don't know already and been kind of hiding under a rock, that was the planned finish of that match. Now, maybe Randy Orton wasn't, you know, obviously going to get knocked as loopy or be hurting as bad. That wasn't the intention of the thing. But hey, you go out there and you sacrifice yourself in a situation like that. And Brock throwing those swiping elbows, busting Orton open. That was absolutely the finish of that match, which raises some interesting questions with the whole PG vibe of WWE. And I think a lot of people may be bagging on that too much over like, what is it going to mean for the sponsors? And they can't be doing that. It's like, I don't get too wacky about this here. As long as they don't overdo it, and they do have the excuse again, it may not be the smartest thing in the world, but they do have the excuse that that was a hard way shot. It was. It didn't, there was no blade there. There was no smashing into anything. It was just, oops, must have hit him too hard with that elbow and cracked him open. But Yeah, that was the planned finish of that match. But, you know, I said I wasn't going to rant too much as I end up taking it here for the entire segment, but gave you plenty more time to fill up the phone lines, which are going to start filling up here now. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If you want to get a hold of me, we'll start taking calls here coming up after the break. I know we got some people on there right now. If you want to get a hold of me on Twitter, you're more than welcome to @SemperVivi, S-E-M-P-E-R-V-I-V-E. So we'll be talking about that and a whole bunch of comments I'm getting online, including what I think about the Buckle Bomb. I used to think a lot more about it until I saw Seth Rollins keep doing it and hurting people. And it might be a coincidence. I don't know. Get your opinions as well, too. 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Michael Hayes, right there. Bad Street, USA. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Radio Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you, sitting in this big old cushy main big boy chair. And that sad little director's chair over in the corner. The kids' table, Thanksgiving chair. I'm usually in. Nope, I'm in the big boy chair today. With you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. @SemperVivi. Said somebody a little bit earlier on actually sent a text or a tweet to myself, Dave Meltzer, Brian Alvarez, and Lance Storm. Dave Meltzer, the only wrestling journalist out there. Brian Alvarez, champion author, worker. Lance Storm, champion trainer, worker. Me. Can't really look at it from the perspective of Brian and Lance, and that I've never taken a buckle bomb. Can't speak on it like Dave because, well, I'm not Dave. Nobody can. But from what I think, I always thought the move was fine. I really did. You know, it's a matter of timing, and I think you've practiced enough, and, you know, it seemed to be okay. At least until Seth Rollins started doing it. And granted, I don't know how many buckle bombs Sting ever took in his life, at least not from Vader. But he got hurt. And it was a matter of basically, I think it was just where he landed on it. And I can understand accidents are going to happen. This is wrestling, as Jim Ross would always tell you, it ain't ballet. You know, these things are going to go down. These things are going to occur. So, you know, the one into the dasher board, it's a different story. And I'm not blaming Seth Rollins for that. I'll blame Seth Rollins for John Cena's broken nose, but I'm not going to blame Seth Rollins for this, really, because there is a problem in WWE of guys trying to... Everybody wants to be Neville. I take that back. Everybody wants to be Neville's former name, Pac, and former persona, Pac, when they land into these dashboards, whether these guys are of Jack Evans size or tiny, or they are Titus O'Neil size and bigger. That I don't know what it is where if guys are about to get tossed into the steps, but really the dasher boards, that they feel as though they need to flip over, do a 360, do a half gainer, do a, you know, get whipped and do like a handspring into like the triple Lindy that Rodney Dangerfield did in Back to School into the dasher board. I don't get it. And Gallows on Sunday when Big E tossed him in, I had a moment of like, Jesus, he's going to break his neck. I don't understand the fascination with getting slammed into those boards and trying to make it as creative as possible. Let me tell you something. It's like Roman Reigns' spear on Rusev. It's like when Brock Lesnar slammed somebody into something. Sometimes just the simplest thud of slamming a guy into those dasher boards is enough. If you are Kalisto, actually he's botched a lot. If you are a Matt Sydal, if you are a Ricochet, if you are a Neville, and you want to take a 360 or do all sorts of things and twist and turn into the there, great, fine. And I'm not saying that this is any blame on Finn Balor, like, you know, Finn had anything to do with himself getting hurt. But maybe we should stop doing so many moves that, you know, require us to get slammed in an odd position up against the dasher boards, because that's what happened. Finn got a little too much height, whether Seth gave him a little bit too much oomph or whether Finn gave himself too much oomph. He landed in a way where his shoulder popped out of the socket and he had to pop it back in. And it does take a man to do that. My cousin used to happen to him all the time. You know, popped his shoulder out into his armpit, and then like during every football game, he'd have to basically pop the thing back out. It is a, you know, under pressure, and maybe it's not the first time Finn has done this. And then in wrestling, you dislocate things a lot. Wrestling and football and things like that. Things are going to happen. You got to pop things back in. So maybe it's not the first time it's been done. But still, the fact that it had to happen is unfortunate, and it's really unfortunate that it had to happen at a time where finally we're getting some things breaking through on Raw and on SmackDown. Even though the shows can be painful, we are seeing an opening up of the rosters. Bayley in last night for Sasha Banks being out, American Alpha up on SmackDown. You know, there are some changes that are afoot, and Finn being up there, even though long-term, I'm not sure exactly how they felt about him. Obviously, they started to pivot towards Demon Kane far more than Finn Balor, but we're not going to get the opportunity to find out what happens because he's hurt right now, and that's too bad. Maybe we should probably take this as a wake-up call that, you know, maybe that curb stomp, even though it sounds and there's such a negative is it connotation behind it because of the movie American History X or whatever somebody could throw up about the move, I could see why, but that looked a lot more safer than what's taking place with some of these things, and maybe they should be doing a little bit of rethinking on that. But get your thoughts here too. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Kenny from Galveston's been holding on for a long time. Kenny, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Mike. It's great to get to talk to you again today.
I appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, it's just like we've been talking about all this and, you know, the sense of realism that we've been seeing the more sport into the sports entertainment. But, you know, going back to, like you just said about Seth Rollins, you know, this is now the third time. It's almost kind of like they should do almost like a three strike and you're out policy, because I think a lot of it's just that, you know, a lot of the guys, they see Brock Lesnar and they feel like, oh, I can do just like that. But when the reality of the situation is that Lesnar is just so different in so many ways, you know, and he gets treated different. And, you know, like Jericho kind of saw that and said, look, you know, he's not one of us. He's not one of the boys. And he certainly had every right to do what he did because of the locker room morale. That's a key thing. You have to have a strong locker room. That's what helped WWE for so many years. And when you see a guy like Lesnar that I wouldn't say he wouldn't completely not care, but the way that it was sold, and the fact that they just kind of brushed it off like, oh, you know, we don't know what's going on scenario. I mean, that's a big crack right there in that locker room morale. And, you know, when you got a guy like Rollins, you know, this is now the third time that's happened. I've got a bad feeling that we're going to see more and more guys do the exact same thing. And it's just going to, I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Well,
you think
I don't know if you, let me jump in here real quick. I don't know if you could tie them both together. You know, as far as like Rollins hurting guy, the thing with Rollins is with that buckle bomb, and really just with him, I mean, it's been some high profile cases, and I know Bret Hart is very clear, and there, you know, are aspects to Seth Rollins' game that sometimes juxtapose others. You know, there's times where it's like, okay, you're doing the CrossFit, you're doing the move because athletically you can do the move, even though I don't think psychologically it fits. And I know that can, you know, that type of stuff, that especially with older guys, think they can lead, you know, that's what leads to injuries and spots like that happening, because it's like, you know, you didn't need to do this, you know, extra crap, and that can lead to bad feelings. So we'll have to see what happens with Seth Rollins. I don't put the only one I can really put on him in a way is Cena, you know, because it's like, you know, Cena doesn't have a reputation of putting himself in bad spaces, and it was just an accident. They hit, and there you go, you know, with Sting. And with this one, again, it's just one of those things. It was probably just, you know, it happened, but it probably is going to give some people pause. Now, with Lesnar, I think, like what you're saying, you know, about the locker room, if it's not an example of what Lesnar's attitude is, at least it's, we know what the perception of the locker room is over how he is treated. And obviously we talked about it a lot with his suspension, which I will note too, you know, the word came out after Brock tested positive for clomiphene from the UFC. Other guys in WWE has been reported got tested, and then we find out that Brock can't be suspended for that sort of thing because he's on a part-time contract, but other people can. And obviously they shouldn't be doing anything, but the fact that they're being tested because Brock got popped, even though Brock can't be tested, but they can, I can see that being bad feelings. I can see people being tight-lipped about when Brock shows up and what Brock does and what his angles are going to be. I can see there being bad feelings. Dean Ambrose, who apparently there was heat on, quote-unquote, for saying Brock didn't want to do anything during his match with Stone Cold. I don't know why there would have been heat on Dean for that, except for maybe just kind of exposing the business or sounding, you know, making it look like he's whining. I can see some guys not liking that. But, you know, he said what he said. So I think what you're saying, I mean, it does make perfect sense that there are people that are sitting in that locker room, like a Chris Jericho, that because of these bad feelings had that reaction, and it's probably something that they're going to need to look at and understand that there's an issue here, and it's only a part-time issue because Brock's only here part-time, but maybe some sitting there with the boss maybe needs to put that locker room at ease that he's not that much different from you, and he is better for the overall purpose. And I don't know, maybe you do that, maybe you don't, but man, when you get that type of reaction to something that I would have figured, I thought was, to me, it screamed work. Obviously, it didn't. It certainly didn't to those guys who are damn serious in that locker room. So we're just going to have to see how this thing plays out. But, Kenny, anything else before we go?
No, that's pretty much all I wanted to say on that. And thank you for taking my call, Mike.
Absolutely, man. I really, really appreciate you calling in. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Want to get a hold of me on Twitter? You can as well, at Semper Vivi. If you go to WrestlingObserver.com today, Josh Nason, who will be with me tomorrow on this program, has posted up about Brock Lesnar that Tuesday morning, this morning, Lesnar has gotten word that he will be issued a temporary suspension by the Nevada State Athletic Commission because of the drug test failures before UFC 200. This is going to begin the process where Lesnar could possibly face a 2-year suspension from USADA, whether he cares or not. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Radio Network.
Rhyme of strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you could be next. You better give respect. Cause ain't no...
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydratein.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress, flowers wilted, tired of constantly watering, not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydratein and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydratein is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratein. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Radio Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you in the big boy chair today. No Brian Alvarez. He will be back on Thursday. As I said before the break, Josh Nason will be here with me tomorrow to talk about all sorts of stuff. God, we haven't even scratched the surface on the weekend, really. There was SummerSlam. There was the NXT show, which I'm actually surprised that nobody has called in to talk about. The NXT show was amazing. There was the New Japan Super J Cup show. Not so amazing. I don't think too many people who are hardcore Japanese fans want to call in and talk about that, because I'll have to bring up the matter of the attendance. And usually I will buck up against Dave Meltzer as far as some of the things that are done in Japan, maybe with New Japan as far as their talent roster or even the creation of the Super J Cup. But boy, did that thing fail. 3,000 people in a 12,000-seat building. Didn't work out anywhere near the way they wanted it to. Just tons of stuff. The Olympics ending, and there was a ton of stuff that happened there. Joey Bosa still not signed in San Diego either. And I know this is a wrestling show. I just want to, because there's a lot of people that listen to us in San Diego through Sports Byline. If Todd France, his agent, knew that San Diego, and he has to know this because he's one of the NFL's biggest agents, knew that San Diego wasn't going to come off the offset language, why was this not made clear before the draft? And if they did make it clear before the draft, why did San Diego take Joey Bosa where they did, if they knew it was going to be like this, or even close to being anywhere near like this, where we have now gotten a mother involved with saying maybe we should have pulled an Eli Manning and gotten out of here? Not a good start to the season. By the way, one more football note, too. Trevor Siemian should be the one starting over Mark Sanchez in Denver. I mean, this is a no-brainer, right? I thought it was. Back to wrestling here momentarily, though. So Finn Balor's out. We've got a title tournament on Raw taking place. And this is what we're left with after last night. Your final four. Seth Rollins. Kevin Owens. Big Cass. And Roman Reigns. Now, there were not brackets for this, so I don't know exactly how this is going to go down. We have basically two good guys and two bad guys. So one would assume Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens won't be facing each other. One will be facing Big Cass, the other will be facing Roman Reigns. You'd assume, at least. For me, there's a part of me, even though I know you can't do this, that would just have Reigns face Big Cass and they both get counted out in a big man brawl where the women swoon. And then that way, Rollins and Owens can just be for the title. It's probably not going to happen. Things don't happen that way in the land of WWE. But boy, it would be nice. Because Big Cass ain't ready. It's not ready yet. I love him. I love the act. Love where he possibly could go. But we've seen this a lot. We've seen this with a lot of big men, even, over the years. And it's pretty obvious that Roman Reigns is still their guy. As much as the interest as they have in Big Cass, you know, the big dog is still Vince's boy. So the risk of pushing Cass right now, when you already have the Reigns situation going, and I don't think people are going to turn on Cass like they did Reigns, but why even dangle that out there? Big Cass should still be beating guys with Enzo in tag matches, and then in his singles matches, you know, I'm not saying be the Magnum TA of this era or anything like that, but, you know, do, it's like Braun Strowman. I mean, beat guys in a minute, you know, beat guys in 30 seconds, beat guys in, you know, your better guys in 4 minutes, as on the house shows, you work your way up to working better and longer matches with guys and more main event type of situations. Because Cass, look, you can do what you can in NXT, but the reality of the situation is when you're playing a 15,000-seat building, it's a different ballgame. He's not there yet because he can't be there yet. So give him some time. Made these mistakes before. Don't do it again here. Got a great bit going, and they need to stay together anyway. Any less emphasis on Enzo and that team is bad. The only less emphasis I want to see from Enzo is actually in the ring. No offense. You just get beat up. And even then, get beat up, you just stay in one spot. Don't go flying around. You hurt yourself. First night in, you hurt yourself, for God's sakes. So that leaves Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens. Oh, really, he's Roman Reigns, too, although I'm going to conveniently forget about him. His situation with Rusev is the best thing for him right now, and to take away from that, even though I know his name needed to be in the mix, fine. Kevin Owens winning this thing, I know he probably won't because that really just truly does leave Seth Rollins, which makes the most sense with his relationship with Stephanie, how he was positioned on the brand, being the number one draft pick, whole nine yards there. He's the guy. And realistically, too, you know, Finn's walking to the back last night, and Seth Rollins comes out, and it's like, I know one day, and I've been the one that has been for this, too, as far as, like, Seth Rollins is a babyface because of his moveset, because of, I think, how he looks, how he can perform. There's a lot where it's like there's a future babyface here. But, man, when he was walking out yesterday, it was a reminder as Finn's standing there with that look on his face, just like, you know, the goof look of just sad, hurt man standing there getting shown up as this heels music comes on, what kind of great prick Seth Rollins is. He is one of the best pricks in a long time. And then Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho came out, and it's just like, this is great. This is great. If nothing else, WWE has guys that can be bad guys that are very good at doing what they do and very good at manipulating the crowd. Seth Rollins isn't anywhere near, you know, the Owens or Chris Jericho's level, but how can he be? But it can certainly come. He is very, very good at what he does. And he's one of those guys, too, on the list of the young dudes. And he's not as young as some of the others. But, you know, cosmically with the Garganos and the Coles and guys like that, Ospreys and Sabre Juniors and that line of dudes stepping up and getting so much shine in the last couple of years. You know, cosmically, I think he fits into that, at least, you know, when you put it on par with WWE. So, interesting. We'll have to see what happens there. We'll have to see what happens next week, but it is really difficult for me to believe that Seth Rollins isn't going to come out of this thing with the title. At least I don't get tired of Finn Balor's entrance anymore. I was wondering where direction they were going to go with that, and I guess we don't have to worry about it. It won't lose any of its appeal, and it'll still be new by the time he returns again 6 months from now, which screams about WrestleMania. Four-way match, by the way, as everybody on Twitter is beating on me about this. There's no bracket for it. They did announce it's a four-way. That's right. So makes it a little bit easier for Seth to come out of this, whoever it is to come out of this. So it was a long show last night. Sorry. My mistake. I'll hate myself later on for it, I'm sure. But sorry. 3 hours long. Painful show. Show that smashed into a wall at hour two, I can tell you that. The show started off fine. I mean, it did. But damn, did that thing hit a wall at hour two, and I was really hating my life. And the New Day, and it looks, I don't know. The Dudleys have retired. The Dudleys' contracts have not been renewed, for those people who have not heard that yet. They will not be coming back. So seeing them get laid out by Anderson and Gallows is not the start of a new promo, or not the start of a new feud. We won't be going in a different direction there. It's still going to be the New Day and the club, Guns and Gallows, which is getting to be unfortunate. It is, at this point for me, this is a painful feud. The stuff last night, the promo, it went on forever. That stuff went on forever. And again, Raw's going to have long 20-minute segments that don't exactly entertain throughout all 20 minutes, but because they have to fill time, they're going to be doing that. And boy, Big E defeating Carl Anderson and everything that went around that was just absolutely painful. And then Titus O'Neil got out there. For those of you who didn't see the show last night but have the capabilities to go back and watch, if you're just feeling cruel, go back and just watch the Titus O'Neil promo that he painfully, painfully struggled with for a long, long time out there. He failed at it initially, and it just got worse. What made it even worse than that is the fact that he's calling out Bob Backlund and Darren Young, but calling out Bob Backlund to come out there and get in the ring. And we all know what Bob Backlund is, how jacked up he is, how fired up he is, how excitable he is, how always ready he is and professional and in place when he needs to be. Well, apparently they either couldn't find Bob Backlund, or they didn't let Bob Backlund go on out there when Titus queued for him, and instead they just let Titus out there to die on the vine even more. And it was either a very cruel rib to Titus, or it was one unfortunate accident. Either way, it was a very cruel rib or unfortunate accident to us two watching, because him being left out there to die was terrible. And he's one of those guys that I don't know. I love Titus O'Neil. I do. I like what he can bring to your company. He seems to be a wonderful guy. He was on this show talking about the mega dad stuff and the Father's Day and being a dad. And then him in a suit and tie is fantastic. I would love to see him be a representative with the company. He's always in a good mood. He comes across so well. He's so personable. Got a ton of charisma. But he's not a pro wrestler. And I don't think Titus O'Neil at this point, because I don't know, where do you send him? It's like all those places where you go, it's like, man, they need to let him get out of there and go somewhere. Man, it's easy to, like, some guys fit perfectly in Evolve. Some guys in ROH. Some guys in New Japan. Some guys even in TNA. I don't know where dude fits. Like, know where he fits? Mr. Hughes' school. I bet you Mr. Hughes could get a lot more out of Titus O'Neil than what's going on right now, even in NXT. Because you can't say, they already sent him to NXT. Titus O'Neil had bad matches with Neville in NXT. He had bad matches with people in NXT. He had bad matches on NXT TV. There's a filter when you watch NXT that, for the most part, takes out almost all bad matches because it's NXT. Titus O'Neil had bad matches in NXT. I don't know what you do with the guy. I don't. But last night was painful. And as Dave and Brian talked about on the Wrestling Observer Radio Show for subscribers last night, he's probably not going to get a chance like that again. And that's too bad for him. So, sorry, Titus. That was a painful piece of the show last night, though. But for the most part, the fact that the show had to be rewritten and the fact that they had to go with longer matches that took place under the guise of this tournament probably was for the best, because even with that stuff, it was still a long show. And we're staring down the barrel of a long show tonight, too, on SmackDown. Now, it's not going to be as long with it being 2 hours, but we'll have to see how it goes. We'll see if Randy Orton makes an appearance. I would doubt that he is, but we'll have to see what the deal is with him as well, too. So, SmackDown coming up. We'll be back right after the break. Wrestling Observer Live here, Sports Byline Radio Network. Nothing on that beat, nope.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. The end. We've gotten to it. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Radio Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you in the big boy chair where I will remain tomorrow. Unless Josh Nason pushes me out of the big boy chair and takes that over. Either way, going to be with me tomorrow, talking all about professional wrestling and mixed martial arts, which we really haven't talked about. Got a show coming up this weekend. There was the show that took place on Saturday night that actually had some news that came out of that, including the post-fight where Nate Diaz was vaping. We'll have to see what the post-fight presser, what comes out of the post-fight drug test, but he did have a vape pen within 6 hours of the fight, whether it was tobacco in there, some kind of oil. Oh, I don't know what it was, but if that was a legal in Washington, D.C., Washington State, Colorado vape pen, we know for sure that Nate Diaz has cashed out and is completely fine with being done with fighting and sitting back on his money and just chilling because that would be an insane thing to do. I'll throw this out there, too. Clarissa Shields from the Olympics, boxing-wise. If there's ever going to be a hope for a female fighter anytime soon to break through and to do something mainstream, she's probably got the best chance. So just wanted to shoehorn that in there as well, too, because I finally had a chance to see the boxing finals as well as the wrestling finals. And it has been said a million times, Helen Maroulis is going to be a star doing something, and hopefully Frank Molinaro, if he decides to get into mixed martial arts at any point, and I don't think he's going to, but if he wants to, boy, he could actually be a beast. Kyle Snyder could as well, too, but he didn't have any interest in doing it, didn't have any interest in WWE either, where he probably would also be somewhat of a beast. But Brock Lesnar's a beast. Probably going to end up talking about him more tomorrow, too, because you never keep him out of the headlines for too long, but I'm Mike Sempervivi. I want to thank producer Don behind the glass. I want to thank all of you. I want to thank Josh Nason in advance for tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.